It's called conversion therapy and legislation being considered by Maine lawmakers. Others call it reparative therapy. Either way, it's controversial. Supporters want to ban the treatments intended to change an individual's sexual orientation while they are under 18 years of age. And as Mal Leary reports, testimony at a public hearing this morning was sometimes emotional.
Biddeford Representative Ryan Fecteau, a Democrat who is openly gay, is the chief sponsor of the bill that would ban the use of such therapies for those under 18. Fecteau told fellow members of the legislature's Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee that professionals licensed by the state should not be allowed to use therapies that are opposed by a wide range of medical professional groups. He shared the example of a college administrator who urged a student to read a book aimed at convincing him there was something wrong with his sexual orientation. Fecteau said the experience caused the young man deep emotional turmoil.
I know this story well, because that young man was me. This is my story. It's a story I've spent a long time denying. There's nothing more painstaking than to admit that you've contemplated suicide.
Several other young gay men testified about similar attempts to convince them they were suffering from some sort of mental illness because of their sexual orientation. Civil rights activist and lawyer Mary Bonato says not only are the therapies harmful, there's no scientific basis for them.
There are many major medical organizations and professional associations that have found no scientific validity for conversion therapy, and that neither sexual orientation nor gender identity can be made to change.
There was also testimony in opposition to the proposal, including some on religious grounds, even though the measure would exempt counseling efforts by clergy. In addition, a nationally known advocate for the use of the therapy, Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, a clinical psychologist who operates the Breakthrough Clinics in several California and New York locations. He opposes the bill because he says it is poorly written.
It says I can only address situations that involve unlawful conduct. You'll find that right in the middle of paragraph for number 3. It makes no mention of being able to treat the problem, however. Addressing and treating are two very different things.
Other opponents argued there are specific situations where, for example, a teenager who has been abused could benefit from conversion therapy. Supporters rejected that argument, saying it's based on anecdotes, not science. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.